Let's bring in Bradley Woods. He's the Chief Executive of the Australian Hotels Association, WA. Bradley, good afternoon.
Hi, Jamie.
John says residents are concerned that a later night trade on a Sunday would lead to more noise complaints, there'd be bad behaviour in the area. Are those concerns justified?
Look, I think the debate over Perth and Western Australia moving to Sunday trading has gone through a 20-year process now when it was first raised, and there's been extensive public debate, discussion, consultation. It's been subject to several Liquor Reform Act reviews. It's been subject to the last Liquor Act review, which was 3 years ago. The government made its recommendations last year, and now 12 months later, the legislation has finally gone through the Parliament and hopefully will come into law in mid-November. And what it's reflected is that society's shift has been away from traditional working and playing hours. There's a recognition that Western Australia's moving with the times, that Perth's had a changing market. The clientele has changed. We've got much more focus on international tourism and being able to accommodate people at different times of the day. And it in no way, shape or form means that there's going to be an increase in antisocial behaviour, particularly when, John Hammond indicated just a moment ago, that hotels on the West Coast Strip there, around Cottesloe and other areas, have also had a major change in their clientele due to investment and refurbishment in recent years. So we're very comfortable that we will see positive changes for the community, changes that mean the average West Australian or the visitor to the state can enjoy our lifestyle and climate at hours that are consistent with other jurisdictions in the world.
John was saying it would work in some areas but not others. In the city, it sounds like a good idea, but in an area like Cottesloe where you have residents living close as well, it would simply be too noisy. Is there merit in that argument that it might not work in areas where there are residents living close by?
Well, it works six other nights of the week. There's no reason to say why it wouldn't work on the seventh night of the week. Sunday night is no different to a Monday night or a Wednesday night or a Saturday night. And as long as the hotel industry and the bar industry continue to commit to their responsible service of alcohol practices, the prudent guidelines and management practices that are in place, and encouraging patrons to do the right thing, there is no need for fear or concern. And I think it's just a bit alarmist to think that there will be some sort of mass problem as a result of these changes. We think it's a very good change. We think that it means that people get to enjoy hospitality at hours that they come to expect them. And I think, Jamie, that there will be people living close by to hotels that will also take up the option of being able to patronise them at these later hours. The other side of the fence on this, Jamie, is that not every hotel or bar is going to want to utilise these extra trading hours, because remembering that we've got massive additional penalty rates for staff on a Sunday, it's a very expensive exercise in opening on Sundays, and not all businesses will be able to afford to do so.
What's your indication on how many hotels will choose to stay open later on a Sunday?
Well, prior to the legislation coming into effect, when we'd surveyed our members across the state, it was around 25% of businesses that had indicated that they'd take advantage of those trading hours. That was before the legislation had been confirmed by government or a bit past the Parliament. And I imagine over time, as society comes to understand that, you know, businesses are open for food and beverage on a Sunday night into later hours, that that will increase. And it all comes down to individual properties, individual hospitality businesses choosing the hours that they want to accommodate and that they want to trade to meet the market demand of locals and the public.
Bradley Woods, stay with me. 17 minutes past three. Jamie Burnett with you on Drive. Talking about these new laws which have passed Parliament, they'll come into effect in around 4 or so weeks' time, and they will extend trade for pubs and hotels on a Sunday, opening until midnight, not 10 p.m. as they are presently. 1-300-222-720, my number. Do you support it, or will it cause dramas, bad behaviour in those areas? 1-300-222-720. Bradley Woods, you say that these laws have been a long time coming. There's been consultation. Will there be initial monitoring of what happens following this change?
Well, I think, Jamie, once the laws go through, it means the core trading hours of hotels, taverns and bars do change automatically, unless the business has specific restrictions on their trading hours, to which they then have to apply to have those restrictions modified or lifted. In terms of reviewing it or monitoring it, it'll be subject to the normal process of police, local government and liquor licensing, monitoring the practices of licensed premises. There won't be a specific program where we've got taxpayer funds being used to sort of run another research program or exercise to sort of run around the flagpole again. I think at the end of the day, it comes down to individual businesses doing the right thing, the public enjoying the hospitality that comes with it, and there really is no need for another bureaucratic process of review.
How lucrative will it be for hotels and businesses here in WA?
Well, Sunday nights are a difficult one because of the major additional penalty rates. And you're talking 175% additional loadings on a Sunday. So they are a lot less viable than any other day of the week or other trading period. They won't be hugely viable from a profitability point of view, but what they will be is they'll be viable from a community amenity point of view. They'll provide additional services on a night of the week that otherwise wouldn't be available. And I think that's particularly important as we embrace more international visitors into Western Australia who are looking for some sustenance, hospitality and food and beverage and getting out and enjoying what we do very well, and that is great hospitality. And in the past, well, up until currently, we've got this restriction at 10, but going into the future, we'll be able to accommodate people at much broader hours. I mean, we're not talking about venues shutting at 4 or 5 in the morning as they do in Europe. We're talking about midnight. It's not really the end of the world. And I think for those that want to sort of see it as some sort of doomsday change, they really need to get with the times, because this is about moving ahead. This is Perth changing with modern expectations. This is about Western Australia meeting international and local expectations. I mean, when West Australians travel overseas, they are used to more flexible trading hours. They're used to be able to go out at night late and have a meal and a drink, and they also want that at home. And I think this is a great move by the state government to deliver those outcomes for all West Australians.
Just finally, Bradley, will we see you out for a Sunday drink past 10:30? On a Sunday in the not-too-distant future?
Jamie, not every Sunday, but I'm sure the first Sunday I'll be out there with everyone else exploring the opportunity after 10 o'clock. It'll be nice to be able to stand there at 10:01 in a licensed premises and say I was one of the first West Australians to enjoy a new trading era, and I certainly will be doing that, and I'd encourage everyone else to be part of that night. It's going to be a bit of a celebration.
Bradley Woods, appreciate your time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
He's the Chief Executive of the Australian Hotels Association, WA.